Okay, so today we're diving into AI, but like really diving in. We're
Yeah.
talking about AI prompts. You know, those instructions we give AI to,
To
well,
get it to actually work.
exactly, to get it to do what we want it to do,
Right.
not just a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there, right? You type in some vague thing,
Oh, absolutely.
you're like, come on, AI, you should know what I mean.
You'd think.
But it just spits out something totally off base.
Happens all the time.
So that's why we're going deep on this. We're
Yeah.
unlocking the secrets of AI prompt
Unlocking the secrets.
so
Yeah.
you can get the results you actually want
That's the key.
every single
Because
time.
it is about,
It's like having a superpower, right?
it is. It's like having this incredible tool.
But you gotta know how to use it.
Exactly. You got to know how to use it.
So we're breaking down this awesome guide we found.
Oh, cool.
It's got all these tips and tricks.
Nice.
And it all starts with clarity.
Ah, clarity, the foundation.
Right. Like, think about it. If you go to a restaurant and just say, give me something good,
Something good.
you're basically just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Totally. You're at the mercy of the chef's interpretation of good.
Exactly. And AI, well, it's kind of like that chef.
It is.
It needs those
It
specifics.
needs the ingredients, so to
Yeah,
speak.
the ingredients. Otherwise, it's just guessing. And
Exactly.
who knows what it'll come up with?
Mystery meal, AI edition.
Right. Not always a good thing.
Not always a good thing.
So the guide gives this great example.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of saying, write something about technology,
Which is so broad.
so broad,
Yeah.
you could say, draft a 300-word blog post about the latest advancements in AI-powered hearing aids.
Now that's specific.
Right. You're giving it the how
You're
much?
giving it a framework to work within.
And that makes all the
It
difference.
makes all the difference in the world.
Because AI thrives on that kind of direction.
It does. It craves it.
So we've got clarity down.
Okay, so what's next?
But it's not just about what you ask, right? It's also about how you ask it.
Oh, tell me more. Tell me more.
It's all about tone and style.
Right.
Like you wouldn't ask your boss for a raise the same way you'd ask your best friend for a favor.
Hopefully not.
Right? Totally different vibes.
Totally different
And
vibes.
AI can pick up on those vibes too.
Get out of here.
No, seriously, it's crazy.
It's true, though. It is true.
It's like AI is fluent in the language of vibes.
It's learning. It's constantly learning.
So, for example,
Yeah.
if you need a blog post for your tech startup, you want to sound casual, right?
Sure.
Think like, hey, what's up? Here's the scoop.
Right, conversational.
Exactly. But if you're writing to, say, a potential investor,
Yeah, that's a different story.
you'd want to sound more professional.
Definitely more buttoned up.
Right, more like, please see the attached analysis.
Key findings indicate. Yeah.
Exactly. So AI can tailor its language to match.
That's wild.
It's pretty amazing, right?
It is.
It's like giving AI a little crash course in like how to talk to different people.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
like, okay, this is how we talk in this world, AI.
Yeah.
This is the vibe.
Yeah. Get with the program.
Get with the program, right? So we've talked about clarity, we've talked about tone, but there's another piece to this puzzle.
Okay, lay it on me.
It's all about setting limits.
Limits, like telling AI what it can and can't do.
Not exactly, more like giving it boundaries.
Okay, I think I get it.
Think of it like this. You wouldn't just hand someone a power tool, like a chainsaw.
Ooh, scary.
Right. You wouldn't just hand them a chainsaw and say, go wild without any instructions.
No way, that's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. You tell them what to do, how to use it safely,
Right,
Mike.
gotta give them some guidelines.
Exactly. And it's the same with AI.
So we're talking like word counts, formats, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Specifying those things gives AI those boundaries it needs to stay on track.
Makes sense. So instead of just saying, write me a blog post, you'd say, write me a 500-word blog post with bullet points about the benefits of AI prompts.
Now you're talking. See, that's giving AI clear instructions.
Giving it those invisible fences to keep it in check.
Exactly. And this is especially important when you're tackling those bigger, more complex tasks with AI.
Because sometimes we need AI to do more than just write a snappy headline.
Right. Sometimes you need to go deep to synthesize information from multiple sources.
Ooh, like a research assistant.
Exactly. But just like with a human assistant, you've got to break down those big tasks into smaller, manageable steps.
Okay, so instead of saying, write my research paper, it's more like, first, summarize these five articles, then compare and contrast their main arguments.
Exactly. You're guiding AI through a thought process.
Step by step. Makes sense.
And this approach is especially valuable when you're looking for those aha moments.
You mean like those fresh insights?
Exactly. Because AI can help you see things from new angles, make connections you might have missed.
And that's where the real magic happens, right? Those unexpected breakthroughs.
Absolutely. And one way to unlock those breakthroughs is by embracing the power of options.
Options, like giving AI multiple choices.
Not exactly. It's more like asking AI to generate multiple possibilities, multiple solutions.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So instead of asking for just one blog headline, you could ask for like five different options.
Exactly. Or instead of just one product description, you could ask AI to generate a few variations.
So it's like having a whole team of copywriters at your disposal.
Precisely. And each version will have its own unique spin, its own flavor.
I love that. It's like having an endless buffet of ideas.
Exactly. And the more options you have to work with, the more likely you are to find that perfect gem, that one idea that really sings.
This is so cool. But how do we keep those ideas from getting too out there? How do we make sure they're still aligned with what we're looking for?
That's where the power of examples comes in. It's all about giving AI those reference points.
Okay, so like how does that work in practice?
So let's say you're trying to describe this like revolutionary new fitness tracker.
Okay, got it.
You could show AI some examples of other fitness tracker descriptions.
Okay.
And say, hey, write a description for my tracker, but really focus on its sleep tracking features. That's what makes it special.
Ah, so it's like saying, see, this is the vibe, but add in my awesome sleep tracking twist.
Exactly. You're giving AI a template, showing it what you're going for.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this works for all kinds of content, right?
Yeah.
Social media posts, website copy, even podcast scripts.
Wow, really? You can use examples for all that.
Absolutely. It helps AI understand your style, your tone.
So you're not starting from scratch every time.
Exactly. You're building on something.
This is blowing my mind. But even with all these tips and tricks, I'm guessing it's still a bit of a back and forth process, right? Like, you don't always nail it on the first try.
You got it. It's a collaboration, not a one-way street.
Makes sense.
The guide actually talks about this. It's called iteration.
Iteration.
Yeah, it means you might have to tweak your prompt a few times, add more context, or adjust those parameters we talked about.
Like fine-tuning it until it's just right.
Exactly. Remember that example from the guide about the eco-friendly product line?
Yeah, the one where the first draft wasn't quite there yet.
Right. They started with a pretty basic prompt, just asking for a short description.
Okay.
But then they refined it.
How so?
They specified a word count, highlighted the sustainable materials, emphasized the whole ethical sourcing angle.
So they gave it more direction.
Exactly. And the final result was much closer to what they had in mind.
It's like saying, okay, you're getting warmer, but let's tweak it a bit to really hit the bullseye.
There you go. It's all about guiding AI towards that desired outcome.
I love it. So what does this all mean for our listeners? Well, it means you're not just along for the ride with AI anymore. You're in the driver's seat.
You've got the tools to speak AI to unlock its full potential.
Whether you're writing, creating, analyzing data, or just exploring new ideas.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It really is like having a superpower at your fingertips.
It is. But like any superpower, it takes a bit of practice to master.
That's why we love these deep dives. We break it all down for you, step by step.
So you can get the most out of these amazing AI tools.
Exactly. And who knows what incredible things we'll be able to do with AI in the future.
The possibilities are truly mind-blowing.
It's an exciting time to be an AI explorer. So there you have it, folks, your deep dive into the art and science of AI prompts. Remember, clarity, tone, and don't be afraid to iterate. Until next time, happy prompting.